Very excited to have our next guest here. And it's not the first time we've done this, so this has been a campaign that has worked, that's been effective. Tomorrow is Burgers to Beat MS Day. 11th annual. $2 from every teen burger sold at every A&W restaurant across the country goes to the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Canada. The campaign's raised more than $13 million in its entirety. For all the details, hashtag on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever on social media, at hashtag Burgers to Beat MS. We're very pleased to welcome in a two-time bronze medal. She's won the NWSL trophy before and first place Portland Thorns right now. Yeah. You're having a good season. Christine Sinclair is in studio with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you. By the way, everybody in our family loves your commercials. You and the A&W guy have developed some good chemistry over the years. This is like a band that it just starts to click around the second or third album. You guys have a good interaction, good give and take.
I mean, he's
good repartee.
Yeah, he's amazing. I think our our personalities match, and we have some fun. And I mean, yeah, he's a goofball, so
uh-huh.
It's great.
Yeah.
Is he single?
Oh boy!
Well, we know he can cook.
Hi, Alex.
Yeah.
You think I'm above getting free A&W my whole life?
I don't know.
You think I'm above that? No, I'm not.
Wow.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so excited to have you here. I'm very much like not a fangirl, but it's like taking everything in me not to embarrass myself, even though I probably just did that. So thank you.
Yeah, I think
for bringing that out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you could. We are a very soccer centric show. We are very, very soccer positive show.
Yeah, we
soccer,
do soccer,
right?
Yeah.
We don't ask, you know, why you're not allowed to grab it with your hands and run down the field.
Okay.
We don't ask questions.
Not anymore. Both of us.
Anyway. Not anymore. No. On the least. Tell us about getting involved in this was so important to you. It's a cause near and dear to your heart. What made A&W the perfect partner, and why is this campaign done so well? It's very difficult to make something last this long and be as successful as this campaign's been.
Yeah, I mean, for me, my mom was diagnosed with MS some 38 years ago when she was pregnant with my brother. And this is my third year being a part of this, and it's been life-changing, traveling across Canada, meeting individuals and families that are affected by MS. And yeah, for me, it just made perfect sense to join up with A&W and the MS Society and bring awareness to this disease and hopefully eventually put an end to it.
Mm-hmm. And there's been some progress, hasn't there? That's the big thing. And when I read news headlines or when you're able to Google news stories about MS, because everybody knows somebody whose family has had to deal with this affliction and make their lives as good as possible while fighting it hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, Canada has one of the highest rates in the world. And like you said, everyone knows someone that has been affected by MS. And this is the 11th year that this Burgers to Beat MS partnership has been around. And we've raised over $13 million. And this year we're aiming for over $2 million to bring the total to just over $15 million.
Now you're using your profile for obviously such a great cause, and you've been at the forefront of not only Canadian sports, but soccer as well for a really long time. Does the scrutiny or the attention ever get like too much for you? Or sometimes you're just like, okay, that's enough. I don't need you guys questioning things that I do, specifically when we're talking about the World Cup that just happened, the round of 16.
Oh, that happened?
Yeah, I don't know I don't know if you remember, but it's not even about it's not even about what went down. It's not even about Janine's PK getting stopped. It's just more about you guys had a moment as teammates, you made a decision, and the result is the result. But I felt like people were questioning you as if you hadn't been in those high-profile, high-pressure situations more than one time.
Yeah, I mean, I think the weird thing is that I've waited my entire career for people to care and for whether we succeed or fail in a World Cup or an Olympics, for people to have opinions. I mean, good or bad, everyone's entitled to their opinions. And obviously the way the World Cup ended for us was heartbreaking. Had Janine scored that PK, we're not talking about it ever again. But I mean, their goalkeeper made a world-class save and you tip your hat to Hedvig. But I think the bigger issue for us in that tournament was that we just didn't create chances. Mm-hmm. I mean, against Sweden, we didn't have a single shot on goal, and you're not going to win a tournament with those stats. And that's definitely the focus moving forward as we get ready for Tokyo.
And there's parity on the world level that wasn't there before. And Canada has been a big part of that. Obviously the Olympic bronze medals, how well it went in 15, I know it was disappointing, but England wasn't even on the scene a decade ago. There's so many European countries. There's countries in Asia that are getting better and better. And when I look at your draw, you get the runner-ups in your group stage in, mm-hmm. in the Dutch. Then you got to play Sweden. Then they go beat Germany after. Yeah. I mean, I you probably look at that and, you know, the heartbreak is so considerable losing to Sweden and watching them win. But it tells you how close everybody is. These are inches. These are just millimeters, centimeters. Defining whether a team has a successful World Cup or not now.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it would be wrong to like sit here in panic and for Kennett to think he has to change absolutely everything because we were right there.
Yeah.
You know, against Sweden and against Holland, those were two games that we could have very easily have won, you know, had a couple things gone our way. So we're right there. But yes, the parity in the sport is, it's impressive now. Any team can win. And like I said, I've been waiting my entire career for that, just to see the growth of the women's game and where it is now compared to where it was when I first joined.
Like you noticed, you were compared to not taking to Wayne Gretzky. And whether people are right or wrong about that decision, Wayne Gretzky and Nagano, so that's that tells you how into the tournament and how we were all heartbroken to see the result against Sweden. We all were. It affected us for a couple of days. We felt like a hangover coming in the next morning. It wasn't great, right?
No, it wasn't great. I think I still have that hangover. It just goes to show where our team and where the program has come. That I think hosting the World Cup 4 years ago was life-changing and massive for this country, and we're right there. And luckily, the beautiful thing about our sport is that we don't have to wait too long until another major tournament is right around the corner.
The 2023 World Cup, we don't know where it's going to be yet. Can we expect Christine Sinclair to rep Canada?
I'm not sure about that one. We'll see. We're doing the Olympics next summer, and then we'll like reevaluate life. Yeah, that's sort of the plan.
You did Stephen Brunt did a big read on you for Sportsnet.ca before the World Cup earlier this year. And one of the things that I loved that you said you're super proud of the fact that you've been able to continue your career for as long as you have and adapt to the way that the game has changed. It's not just speed, strength, power, and like a vertical game. Now there's a ton more finesse and passing the ball right mm-hmm. to left. And you've been able to adapt that whole time. How do you see the next iteration of women's soccer being? Do you think there's more room for growth, or at the stage that it's at now, it's in a fine place?
I mean, I think it's in a fine place, but it's going to grow and it's going to evolve. I think the more you see professional environments and opportunities being available for women, the game's just going to continue to grow and develop, and players are going to get that much better, that much more technical. Tactically, they'll become more sophisticated. Yeah, the game's going to continue to evolve just like the men's game does. And I think it's going to be at a more rapid rate just because of, like, we've just been waiting and waiting for opportunities, and they're slowly coming. And, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see where the game goes in the next, like, 48 years.
Christine Sinclair, our guest. She's here, of course, with A&W. It's the 11th annual Burgers to Beat MS Day. The campaign's raised more than $13 million for the MS Society of Canada. You can hashtag Burgers to Beat MS on social media. Tomorrow's the big day. $2 from every teen burger sold at every A&W restaurant in Canada raises money for the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Canada. Watching the U.S. win, I know the rivalry is deep with Canada and the U.S., and we're conditioned, especially in hockey and soccer, I think, to not like the Americans, and that's okay. But I think that team, and maybe Megan Rapinoe specifically, grew on a lot of people with how she responded to some of the president's criticism, how she fought for equal pay for her team. How did you react to some of the, it became a bit bigger than just the tournament afterwards with Megan being an activist for the sport and for women's sports in general, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, it pains me to say it, but I'm proud of that team.
Yeah.
and let me just, like, if any team's going to earn a World Cup, I mean, look at the teams they beat to win it. You know, I mean, England, France, Holland, I mean, they beat everyone to win it. They deserved it. And as a female athlete, I'm proud of what they stand for. I'm proud of the fight that they're fighting, and I hope it goes well because, you know, for so long they've been the leaders in this sport. And it's taken time, but wherever they go, other teams tend to follow. And so, yeah, I hope their lawsuit and everything goes well.
Yeah.
And that other countries can follow right behind them.
I'm curious. This may be a dumb question, but I don't know. What would you hold in higher regard, an Olympic gold or a World Cup title?
I mean, that's hard to say. I mean, I have two Olympic medals, so I think I'd want the World Cup.
Okay. Just make a more well-rounded trophy case?
Well, I think it's just the World Cup is the pinnacle for your sport. That's the only sport that's being played at that time. All the focus, all the attention is on that one sport, whereas the Olympics are absolutely amazing. But it's just a different vibe. There's so many different sports and athletes competing. Whereas the World Cup, for that month, the sole focus is on women's soccer.
You've been in Portland playing for the Thorns for 7 years now. You've won a title, as I mentioned. That market and the NWSL seems at a really healthy place. You chose well choosing Portland, and they chose well choosing you. Why has it worked so well that you've stayed? The franchise has thrived. Obviously, when the Timbers went there, they were a big success. Seattle, Portland, like the Pacific Northwest, loves their soccer. Why has it worked so well?
I have no idea. For me, Portland has become home. I mean, I went to university down there, and even for university, we averaged over 5,000 fans just to watch women's college soccer. It's crazy. I think it helps that obviously they have the Blazers, but there's no other professional sports teams around, no hockey, no football. And it's very unique how the fan base has supported soccer from the onset. I mean, I had two uncles that played for the Timbers back in the 70s. So it's crazy.
When you come to BMO and see the support when Team Canada plays here, I mean, we've talked about it on our show about a WNBA team, and there's always rumors that especially with the Raptors run, that come up. Can it work here? Can a women's pro soccer team in Toronto in a domestic league work? Can they get – you need the corporate support, and you need fans to come regularly, and TV and radio. Can it work?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think that's the next step that needs to happen for the sport in Canada. I think – of the top 12 ranked teams in the world, we're the only one that doesn't have a professional environment for their players to play in. And if we're going to keep up with the rest of the world, we need to be doing the same as them. Mm-hmm. And whether it's Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, I mean, we need a professional environment for the women to play. And whether that, attached to MLS teams, who knows? Now that the men's have a new professional league across Canada, that would be amazing. For me, it's unacceptable that there's nowhere for women to play.
Yeah.
Do you think it's necessary and maybe at the same time frustrating that we've seen male athletes coming forward to support their female league counterparts? So we've seen players in the NBA come and say, the WNBA, real basketball, you guys need to check this out. Is that advocacy necessary for soccer, for the men and women to try and really rally for each other? Or do you think that the women's product should be able to stand alone and the guys advocating for the women is, I don't want to say insulting because they're trying to do the right thing, but it's just like we need them to put the spotlight on it when it should maybe already be there?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think we need it. Obviously, okay. I think it helps. I mean, I think down in Portland, a lot of the Timbers guys come to all our games with their families and, you see them in the fan or in the stands. I mean, it helps. But I like to think that the women's product could stand alone and survive on its own. But that being said, I come from a professional team that is affiliated with an MLS team. And I think that makes the logical sense. It seems like a good place to start. Mm-hmm. If you're going to start a women's team, you already have the foundation with an organization. So that seems like the logical place to start.
Yeah, I think that's, and then the two strongest women's hockey teams in the NWHL were in Buffalo and they were in St. Paul, like in Minnesota and in Buffalo, because there was a strong, you walk in, I went to a Sabres game this year, you saw Buffalo Butte stuff everywhere. And same thing, I'm sure the Timbers club shop is like that.
Yep.
It's a Timbers Thorns club shop more than anything else.
Yeah.
We know you got to run. We know you got other stops. We can't thank you enough for coming in today. Tomorrow is Burgers to Beat MS Day. $2 from every teen burger sold at every A&W restaurant across the country goes to the MS Society of Canada, and just tireless work for you on this campaign. We can't thank you enough for coming in and being a part of the campaign, of course, for year after year.
All right. Thank you for supporting it.